이제 이들 너들이 다 아무래도 못들리라 어스톰 버리쳇 These were the first time and I've got the opportunity to read Chaitanya Charitamrita or read scriptural book in my foreign tour, first time. Because there is no time, only 4, 5 days, 6 days stay. I had to deal with preliminary talks for the neophyte. For that reason, I got no opportunity to speak, to read. This was the first time, as per desire of our Tithakar Dharadhikari Prabhu, his house. Once I spoke something in France, in that area, that grove, Vishambar Prabhu's, this time also we shall go there. Only 1 or 2 days, perhaps, about Rai Ramananda, not this book. Sancharja Rama Vida Bhakta Mege Subhakti Siddhanta Chayam Vritani Gaurabdi Retari Muna Vitirnois Tajgat Ratna Layatan Prajati. In every chapter, Kaviraj Goswami, he has written, it is his own writings, this Sanskrit verse, it is his own writing. What he wants to say in the chapter, a synopsis of the ever idea of that, he is giving in every chapter by one Sanskrit verse. Sancharja Rama Vida Bhakta Mege. An illustration has been given here. What is that illustration? Gauranga Mahapuru is compared with the ocean. Ocean of all devotional conclusions. And from the ocean, by the rays of the sun, vapor evaporates from the ocean by the heat. That ocean evaporates vapor, that becomes cloud. And that cloud is compared with Rai Ramananda. Vida Bhakta Mege. Meg means cloud. When that cloud becomes thick and condensed, then what happens? Rains. The story of God rains. Rainfall will be there. Showers. And that rain falls in the earth and also in the sea. And through different streams and rivers, that water goes where? To the ocean. Where from Rai Ramananda is getting his impetus or power to reply to the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared with the ocean of all devotional conclusions. Ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord. And from that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has imparted power to Rai Ramananda with this illustration. Then Rai Ramananda is compared with cloud. And he is replying, being empowered by Supreme Lord, and that reply again goes to Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's imparted power he is speaking. Generally, we shall find devotees are questioning. The aspirants are questioning. And Supreme Lord is replying. In Gita, in Sanatana Shikha, Sanatana Goswami is questioning, interrogating. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is replying. Generally, we find like this. Original Guru is Supreme Lord. We hear just the opposite. Yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is questioning and his devotee, favorite devotee, Rai Ramananda is replying. Rai Ramananda is not an ordinary devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita is written, Prabhu lakha kare jare radhikar gan jagater madhye patrat sare tin jan Swarup Gosai ar Rai Ramananda Shikhi Maiti tin tar bhagini ardha jan. Have you heard it? What is the meaning? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is saying, Prabhu lakha kare jate radhikaro gan. Personal, dearest associates of Radharani. Radhikaro gan. Personal, dearest associates of Radharani. Radhikar Gwan. Jagatir Madhya Patra Sare Tinjan. In this world, only will get 3.5. How many? Dearest personal associates. 3.5. Three, Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Shikhi Maiti, and his sister, Madhavi Devi, half. Woman is half. For that reason, 3.5. They are the dearest personal associates of Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is saying. And amongst them, again, Swarup Damodar Rai Ramananda are the foremost amongst these 3.5. Antaranga Tama. Tama means superlative degree. Antaranga Tama, Antaranga, dearest. And again, one tomo you should add. Foremost among the dearest associates, Jayaramananda. In our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has taught us that Swarup Damodar is Lalita and Jayaramananda is Vishakha. In the best times of Krishna, those who are Lalita and Vishakha, the foremost Sakhis, Ashtasakhi amongst Ashtasakhis, they appear as Swarup Damodar Jayaramananda to fulfill the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not an ordinary devotee. And Jayaramananda has appeared at Bentpur. Have you seen the place? You had been to Alalnath? No. What is this? You? Yeah. Alalnath. Alalnath means, what is the meaning of Alalnath? This is actually Albarnath. Albar in Tamil language. Albar means realized soul. Personal associates of Lakshmi Narayan. Their object of worship is Lakshmi Narayan, Ramanuja Sampradaya, you will find. Highest object of worship is Lakshmi Narayan. And 12 are the realized personal associates, souls. All the Tamils, they give respect. One of the Albars, he went to Brahmagiri. Brahmagiri means Alalnath. Brahmagiri. Brahma selected that place for performing penance. Brahma performed penance there at Brahmagiri, at Alalnath. Albarnath. Albarnath. Nath means master. Who is the master? Narayan. Narayan is the master of all these albars. One of the albars went there to worship his object of worship, Albarnath, by installing one deity, Narayan, with four arms. There. You have seen that deity? Albarnath. General people say Alalnath. Oh, boy, it is very difficult. Alalnath. But actually it is Albarnath. They always make short, quickly to speak. You had been to Chakradaha. Chakradaha, near Jashra, Jagannath temple. There Bhagirath's, the chariot, the wheel of the chariot, went down in the earth. Chakradaha, chakra means wheel. For that, the name was Chakradaha. He was bringing the Ganges for the rescue of his predecessors. 60,000 were cast by Muni and were destroyed immediately. If Ganges come, then they will be rescued. And he was bringing the Ganges by blowing the conches. In that chakradaha, but ordinary people, what they say? Chakda. Ay, chakradaha. Very difficult. Chakda. Like that. General people say chakda. Quickly they have to speak. Like that. That person's name is Alalnath, actually Albarnath. And Brahmagiri, very sacred place where Brahma performed immense penance. And then Albar selected that place to worship Narayana there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go there after bathing ceremony of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, when nobody is allowed to see for 15 days. They remain in a secluded place. Out of separation grief, Chaitanya used to went there, used to go there, there in the Alalnath. For 15 days. And after that again, when Jagannath now wants to go to Gundicha Mandir by rescuing all the devotees who will come there in the chariot. The chariot is from the Jagannath temple, majestic aspect, is going to Gundicha Mandir, Vrindavan. Before that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to again is to return, and with the devotees, he used to perform the Rasa Yatra ceremony. Now, Raya Ramananda was born there, and his father was Raya Bhavananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was directly speaking to Raya Bhavananda. You are Pandu. Your wife is Kunti. And you have got 5 sons. Raya Ramananda, Gopinath Pattunayak, Kalanidhi, Sudhanidhi, Baninath Pattunayak. They are Pancha Pandavas. Pancha Putra Sange Nache Raya Bhavananda. There you'll find. They are jumping, they are dancing, like performing this. With 5 sons, Bhavananda Rai is dancing, and all the devotees there, they are remembering that, and they are performing kirtan. Teen putra sangye nache Sen Sivananda. Sen Sivananda is a great devotee. He had 3 sons. And all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to perform this kirtan with great joy, ecstatic feeling. Teen putra sangye nache Rai Sen Sivananda, pancha putra sangye nache Rai Bhavananda. Like this. They are doing it. In this. And they are performing, they are singing other also. I have forgotten those. So all the devotees, by hearing them, they become happy. All the best times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and along with that, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal associates are mentioned there. And they are performing Sankirtan. But actually, in worldly sense, Raya Bhavananda, he is Vishakha, and in him, Priyanarma Sakha Arjun has entered. Priyanarma Sakha Arjun, Sakha, is there. And son of Pandu, Arjun, also is there. and Arjuna Sakhi, you will find in Padma Purana. The Arjuna had got a gopi deha and entered into the pastimes of Sri Krishna. All are included there. And one of our devotees put one question. How is it? Visakha? Pyanarmasakha? Then Arjuna Sakhi, written by Kavi Karnapur in Gaur Ganadhyar Deepika. The personal associates of Chaitanya Prabhu, who are they in Krishna Leela? Yes, he is showing us Kavi Karnapur, son of Sivananda Sen. So how is it? Whether Visakha, you should say Visakha, or you say Pyanar Masakha. Why you are saying so many things? We are puzzled. You think there are five principal delightful relation. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur. Shanta Rasa. In Shanta Rasa there are two qualities. Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag. Shanta Rasa, Shanta Rasa. Who are the Shanta Rasa devotees? The fruit of Krishna is Shanta Rasa. The beach of the Jamuna River is of the Shanta Rasa. The particles of dust in the Jamuna River are Shanta Rasa. The Jamuna River is Shanta Rasa. All the trees are Shanta Rasa. They can move, they can talk, they are all conscious. In spiritual realm, we will not find any unconscious matter, nothing. Spiritual region. By our experience in this, with material eyes, we cannot think about this. Everything is spiritual. Shanta Rasa has got the two qualifications, Krishna Nishtha, Krishna Tag. They have got one kind of devotion to Krishna. They remain for Krishna only. And they have got no other desire. In Dasara, these two are present. They have got also one kind of devotion to Sri Krishna. Causeless. And they have got no other desire, no motive. But more than that, they have got attachment to the object of worship. Love. Because they have got the relation, Supreme is our eternal master, our eternal servant. Servant master relation. When there is relation, the love is increased and attachment is increased. But Krishna Nishtha Krishna Tag, that qualification is there. Another something, another addition in addition to these two qualities, another quality is loving Krishna with this delightful relation. The Krishna was eternal master, we are eternal servant. They take initiative to serve. But these trees and others, you will find in Vrindavan, all these trees are with stooping head. Not this stooping. They are surrendering trees there. We surrendered. Let Krishna come and use us. But they are not themselves going. They are not taking any initiative to go to Krishna to serve. But in master and servant relation, the relation is there, temporary, not temporary, eternal relation. They have got the aptitude, desire. They take initiative to go to his eternal master to serve. They have got more mixing with Krishna. And in Sakkharas, in Brajadham, bosom friend, Sakkharas. No restriction of thinking he is master and I am servant. In master and servant relation, there is some gravity. Servant fears to speak to the master. Is not it? You will find this in Narayan also. There are so many servants, but they are serving with fear. I mean, we may commit offense. He is Supreme Lord. Has got sixfold opulences with fear. But in Vrindavan, there is no fear. Bosom friend, they are not thinking Krishna to be more than them. Sadha Sakha Sukkara Sakare Skandyaran Tumikon Borlok Tumi Amisham. By this bosom friendship, they are saying to Krishna, you are not bigger than us. You are equal. They are ascending to the soldier of the Krishna with their feet. What sort of bhakti? Can you understand? If you put your feet on the soldier of Krishna, it's a great offense. Where they are saying, what a friend. Friendship relation, bosom friendship relation. Yes, you are our friend, but you have got some more strength than us. So now we want to pluck that fruit, but it is difficult for us to tend first. But you can bear the weights. You are strong. So you should scan first and we shall ascend over. Who are your soldier? Then other will ascend. The four, five shakas, they are ascending. And Krishna is there at the bottom and plucking the fruit. Let us see. First friend. If it is bitter, it should not be given. Then Krishna will have difficulty. Bitter, sour thing. If it is sweet, give it to Krishna. And after tasting, if you offer, what will be your position? You will be thrown to damnation. Isn't that it? Hell. But they are thinking there is a friend. You are our bosom friend. Have got more attachment, fast attachment to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. No fear. And Krishna has got no fear. Krishna is very glad. Krishna likes pure devotion, sweet devotion. Krishna is sweet form. I'm glad. By taking the fruit, it is very good. like that. You'll find their Vishwasaniya Bhav, one thing more, Krishna Nishtha Trishnatyag, that is, they also they have these two qualities. One-pointed devotion, no other desire, and also relation, mamata. Mamata means attachment. Mamata. Mamata, you can understand? Mamata? Attachment. And that attachment is more between friends. They have got no restriction. Bosom friend. If there is separation grief amongst bosom friend, they have got extreme separation grief. There is also grief between master and servant relation. But it will be more attachment, more love, more separation grief. Another quality is more. Is Krishna and with the friends, there is no restriction. They have got exchange of their hearts and they have got belief. Both are trusting. Krishna and Krishna is trusting the devotee. But in Jashoda Mata, Mother Jashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they have got all these qualities. They are also friends to their sons, to their son means Krishna. But more than that, affection. This little boy, this Krishna cannot do anything. They think themselves to be superior to Krishna. What sort of bhakti is this? Can you imagine? We are superior. And this child has got no knowledge. Ignorant. No capacity to take bath. No capacity to prepare food. And no capacity to how to eat. Jashoda Mata is doing everything. Bathing the child and wearing all kinds of garments, etc. When Krishna returns from the forest, Krishna moves in the forest with bare foot. There are so many thorns, Brajamandal. Then after bathing the child, after removing all dirts, and after dressing the child, Jashoda Mata with great affection adores the child and takes the child on her lap and tries to pacify. You have taken so much trouble. And with touching the feet, so many thorns, and like this, with great affection. But one more duty you have to perform. You have taken so much trouble to tend the cows, calves, with the cowherd boys, grazing, to graze the cows. And now, if you do not go to milk the cows, then how we shall maintain our family? How we shall maintain our family? How can I say, after so much trouble, you have come, you go to milk the cows again? Then Krishna says, yes, 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 I shall go. And Krishna immediately, I am going, because all the cows have been waiting for getting the Krishna starch. They are not ordinary cows. And within them there are also gopis also. That is beyond our jurisdiction, I don't want to say. Goswami will speak. and go there, and they are very eager to get the touch, sweet touch of Krishna. Automatically they are giving milk without any effort by seeing Krishna, all the cows. And where Krishna is going, then all the shakas, they are crying, weeping. Where is Kanhaiya? Where is Kanhaiya? Kanhaiya. The kind of the very difficult to leave this shakha, confidence. Come with me, We shall all go. So much affection, so much detachment. Shakhas, we also go. And after milking the cows, then Krishna returns, and whatever is sent by Radharani, because if Radharani prepares food, and my son will take that food, and it is the Durvasa Rishi, out of very much being satisfied by the service of Radharani, gave boon, whoever will take your cooked food, his span of life will increase. So, he increased the span of life. If Jashoda Devi wants Radharani should prepare and send. What sort of knowledge? She is not thinking Krishna is Supreme Lord. She wants to increase the span of life of Krishna. Because always they are thinking, little boy can do nothing. They are always thinking. Great affection that we are finding in this world, perfect reflection of that. Here everything is non-eternal. At the end, so much trouble. And in Kantarash, through marriage, they are in Dwaraka, or without marriage, the Kantarash. So much attachment, which is worst in this world. As much attachment you will get in this non-eternal relation, so much suffering will be. But there if we have less attachment, then we should be loser. More attachment to Krishna, you will get more ananda. The highest ananda is there, the gopis. In the gopi, all qualities are there. Krishna nishtha, Trishna tag, then believe that trust between bosom friends, Krishna, and after that affection of, and more than that, without any hesitation, with all the senses and everything, gopis are serving. They are giving all for Supreme Lord Sri. They can do everything. They are prepared to go to hell. When Narada Goswami had been to Brajadham, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, told Narada Goswami, "You are my foremost devotee." Then Narada Goswami had vanity. Oh, Krishna himself said, "I am his dearest." And Krishna has the qualification to remove vanity. When he saw Narada Goswami as such, then what he did, Krishna? Played the pastimes of headache. Narada Goswami came, Krishna was feet getting, was moving from one to the bedstead, here. What happened? Too much headache. by hearing this, Narada Goswami was perturbed. Never I've heard Supreme God has got headache. What is this? But the devotees want to serve their eternal object of worship. You are Supreme Lord. Your omniscient. Kindly say, by which your this headache will be removed. Yes, there is one way. If any devotee who loves me can give the dust of his feet over my head, then my all headache and all trouble will be removed. Then Narada Goswami thinks, I am also a devotee, but he is our eternal master. How can I give my dust over my master? If I give, I shall go to hell. Then how to treat this disease of headache? I am to get some of the dust of his devotees. There are so many devotees, Vaishi, Sattvabhama, Rukmini, all these. They are more dear, they are dearer to Krishna. If I can get the dust, then I shall give. Then he was going to Sattvabhama, to Rukmini, all the Mahishi. When he first approached Sattvabhama, what is the matter? Why you have come? Nah, Krishna, serious headache. Headache? And I was also troubled. I have never seen, never heard like this. By which medicine? You are omniscient. You say, by which medicine you will be cured? Yes, there be any devotee who loves me. You can bring the dust of the feet of the devotee and give that dust in my head. I will be cured. So you are the foremost. I have come to take the task. Then he became enraged. Right? You are an old person. You have got a white beard and all these things. You have got no knowledge. I am wife. And he is my husband. Where do you find? Is there any scriptural prescript like this? Wife will give the feet, dust of the feet to the husband. Where I shall go? I shall go to hell. You have got no knowledge. Being rebuked by Sattvabhama, he left that place. And also to Rukmini. Rukmini also. You have lost all, everything. You are asking for something. Then Narada Goswami thought, there may be one ignorant Mahishi, somehow we can persuade and take the dust. He is going to all, but no Mahishi agreed to give them. No, disappointed. Then he came to Krishna. Krishna was playing the best and more headache. Like this. It's perturbed. But I have not got this. Nobody is ready to give. Where are you? You have gone. I have gone to all the Mahishis. Nobody wants to give the dust. Have you gone to Vrindavan? No. There are some devotees there. If you go there, you can get it. Then, by his desire, Narada Goswami, he is the emancipated soul, he has got no this physical body. If he intends, he can go everywhere. By his desire, he immediately reached that in Vrindavan and all are seeing some light is descending. What is that light? When that light descended, like aircraft landed, they said, Narad Goswami. Oh, what is it? Please tell us about the well-being of Krishna. You are so much eager with separation grief. By seeing their eagerness, Narada was frightened. If I say he has got severe headache, then they will all be, they will become, they will all faint. What can I say? Why you are not saying? What is the matter? You say, no, Krishna is not feeling well. He had got severe headache. Then many gopis, they fainted on hearing this. Those who are not fainted, why you have come here? He is there and you have come here? No, I asked him, you are omniscient, you tell me. How your headache will be cured? And he said, if there be any devotee, if he gives the dust of his feet, then I will be cured. You are a devotee? You would have given? Nah, he is our eternal master. I am servant. How can I give? If I give, I shall go to hell. There are so many Mahishis. Wives are there. I approach all. They say, it has been prohibited by the scripture. A wife cannot give the dust of the feet to the husband. And where will you go? Oh, so long. You have given trouble. Take dust from us. Immediately, by taking dust, you go and give them. By getting the dust, if Krishna is cured, in lieu of that, we want to remain in the hell for eternally. What is this? What kind of love? Can you think? There is difference. Raya Ramananda is one of the best devotees amongst two, Swarup Damodar, Lalita and Vishakha. He appeared. He used to remain in, now it is 12:25, because you have started late. Not from, I have not started from 11. I have started from? 11:30. Say another 5 minutes, I can speak. Now I have not started. This is, first you have to know who is Raya Ramananda. Then you will hear, for Raya Ramananda used to, mostly he used to stay, although he appeared at Bentpur, he used to stay in Jagannath Ballabh Uddhan, Jagannath Ballabh Garden, near our temple. You have seen it? Raya Ramananda's place, there, a garden. Because his family, Guru was a Vaishnav of Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Family Guru, Kula Guru. So he used to stay there. And you are seeing this Jagannath Ballabh Mat as Vrindavan. Jagannath Ballabh Mat. What is the meaning of Jagannath Ballabh? Ballabh means dear. This mat or this garden, this Uddha means garden, is dear to Jagannath Dev. And is there a difference between Jagannath Dev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No difference. So this Jagannath Ballabh Mat or Uddhan is also dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay there as long as Baladeva Subhadra Jagannath stayed at Gundicha temple. Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Krishna has come from the Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. They have dragged the chariot and brought Baladeva Subhadra and Jagannath there to Vrindavan. And at that time he used to stay for the 9 days there in this Jagannath Vallabhudra. And he was seeing all Krishna Leela with ecstatic feeling. All these things are narrated there. And another thing which is very important, I am to say, because Pradyumna Mishra, actually he belonged to Srihatta, you have to know, now it is in Bangladesh, Silhet, but he came to enter into the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to Orissa. Later on he stayed in Orissa, Pradyumna Mishra. He approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to hear Harikatha, Krishna Katha. With that desire I have come to you. Please tell me Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Then, to teach all what pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. You want to hear Krishna Katha? Yes. Then you go to Raya Ramananda. Go to him and you will hear Harikatha. He knows Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Then Pradyumna Mishra went there. And Raya Ramananda was busy inside teaching the other Orissa woman devotees, young woman devotees, Devdasi, teaching them and decorating them and was teaching them singing song for the gratification of Jagannath Dev. You should dance before Jagannath Dev and you should do all these songs. He is engaged there for teaching them to do this for the service of Jagannath Dev. So he could not come. Pradyumna Mishra was waiting. What is this? I shall have no chance. Then the servitor of Raya Ramananda said, He is very busy, because he is engaged for the service of Jagannath Dev. He is decorating young girls there, Devdasi there, and how they will dance, how they will perform. So he is, I cannot say anything. I am prohibited to go there. After waiting so long, Raya Ramananda, then he was informed, the Pradyumna Mishra came to him. Raya Ramananda came, oh, I could not know, please excuse me for my offense. I was engaged there with him. Then, when Pradyumna Mishra heard, because Raya Ramananda was born in Karankul. Karankul is equal to Shudra. It is not high caste, low caste. Everyone was born there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sending Pradyumna to a high caste Brahmin to hear Harikatha from Raya Ramananda. He is more than Brahmins. He is a real guru, personal associate. Supremely superior to all Brahmins to teach this. But Pradyumna Mishra and got some doubt. What is this? What he is doing? What I shall hear from him? Then he returned. And Chaitanya was, have you heard? No, he had got no time. He was doing something. Then Chaitanya understood. Wrongly understood. You see, I am sannyasi. I have got this vanity, I am sannyasi. I have given up everything. Even I, not to speak of direct seeing or touching, even I hear the name of such beautiful young girl, I have got in my heart so much reaction. But Rayananda is not such. He has got no such reaction. His body is transcendental body. He is remaining in the transcendental realm. He is doing the service of Supreme Lord. He has got the only, he is entitled to do this. There is nobody else here. He is entitled to do this. You will find when our Param Pujya Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj and our Guru Maharaj, Jadavar Goswami Maharaj, many our Siksha Gurus, they had been to Bangladesh in Kishorganj. There is one place, Kishorganj, near Dhaka. At that time, the Bangladesh, there was no Bangladesh, it was within India during the time of British regime. They were invited by Jamindar. Jamindar means landlord, very rich person, landlord. By the invitation of the landlord, they went there. And there was a big meeting. In that meeting, Jadavar Goswami started speaking. After the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after the disappearance of all his personal, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, and all these Saragoswami, and also Srivasa Sabananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, darkness descended in the horizon of pure devotion. Nobody could understand the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many anti-devotional sects cropped up. Pseudo-devotees. Aul, baul, karta, bhaja, nera, dharmeshai, sahajiga, sakevikis, smartto, jadvushai, otibari, churadhuri, gaurangunar, tota kahe taro sangunai. Then, Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that nobody can rescue unless my own person goes to the world. So as per the direction, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has appeared. And as his son, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati will appear. They are the personal associates. And they have refuted all these anti-devotional conclusions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote more than 100 books. And by his order, by his will, after Bhakti Saraswati Goswami performed immense penance, 100 crores of Harinam, and he preached. And all the Bengali people, they lost their faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hey, this is the foolish fools, they are doing this. Those have got no character, they think thought like that. All these, by seeing these, all these pseudo-sex. But there is another upper sampradaya was there in Kishorganj. That is called Kishori Bhaja. Kishori Bhaja. They are also present in that meeting. And they announced Gauriya Math is authentic. Gauriya Math mentioned 13 pseudo-sects. of them, we are not Shivji Sikhs. Our name is not there. We are actually preaching the doctrine of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. They're saying this in this Kishorigan, that Jamidar was in his own work. He could not attend the meeting. He came, what? What you have said in the meeting? These persons, they are doing all nuisance. They have spoiled many young boys, young girls. You have not said anything against them? Kishori Bhaja? They have got the power to come to before you to speak. Today you should have to speak. But they are also Apasampradaya. And what can be done? This is a very distinguished person, a rich person. And if I speak, then they will all come to quarrel with us. And what? Then again, Jadavara Goswami, he started speaking. Now all this is at the beginning, you first start. He started speaking. Then he said, that after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, the darkness descended in them. There are so many upper sampradayas stated by one Babaji. 13 or more than that. Aul Baul Karta Bhajar Nara Darbesh Shai Shaki Shaki Bhaki Shaki Kishori Bhaja, like that. Kishori Bhaja is included, has included that. And so many Kishori Bhaja devotees, they are there. They are addressed. What is this? Yesterday we spoke correctly. Today they have included us. You are pseudo sect. They became angry. When they learned that the owner of the house is not there, they came in a body and they started bringing one Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see, it is written. Chaitanya himself worships Kishori Bhaja. How I am now endeavoring to test Nari. Nari means woman in one sense, and Nari means if it is small e, then it means I am, rather than saying, I am trying to test the sweetness of Krishna, I am unable. And if it is bari, then it is woman. Wrongly it is written woman, bari, like this. And they have brought, printed in a ordinary press, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying. It is wrong, it cannot be. Raya Ramananda has done this. We are also entitled. Then Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj was in another room. Shouted. Ekala Ramaraya Roisho Adhikar. Only Ramaraya has got this, has con quality or competent. He is competent to do this. And nobody else. Don't speak with them. And in the meantime, the landlord came. By seeing them, they fled from that place. They were afraid of him. But what is the matter? As per your desire, we said like this, and they came in a body to quarrel with us. They have come before you. Why they have come? Why they are allowed? You have allowed them. They have spoiled the whole society. And why? Maharaj will go whether to satisfy this landlord or to satisfy the others, like this. The Raya Ramananda. So here you see, now you will find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after meeting him, that also, how he had met and how, what is the, what are the, there are some teachings there. If I rapidly move, then you should not get that knowledge. That's that I should speak tomorrow morning. Tonight?
Yes.
Same devotee will come.
It's all same people.
Some devotees are there, again I shall have to repeat.
No.
They can listen to the tape then.
All right.